Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Tomorrow, I'll be in the United States Supreme Court before nine justices arguing in defense of Christian viewpoints. It's a major case that will have national precedent. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Holly, this is a major case, and at 10 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Time, at the United States Supreme Court, I will stand up and begin addressing the court, Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court. And then I'll move into my argument, and then there'll be times for questions and answers from the justices. And about an hour and a half later, everyone will have their time to speak and questions and answers, and the case will be submitted. Then later in the week, the justices will meet and they will vote. Someone will be assigned to draft that majority opinion. And then we wait until later this year, a decision will be handed down no later than June. But this case is an amazing case that will have national precedent. It involves a Christian flag, but it's not limited to a Christian flag. It really is involving the government's ability or lack thereof to censor private Christian viewpoints in a public forum open to other people to express secular viewpoints. And that's the real big issue here, because if we win, it's going to have a huge benefit. If we lose, it will mean governments can censor Christian viewpoints very easily.
Yeah, I know. We've been praying for months now. You and the legal team have been preparing, because this ultimately will affect every believer of Jesus Christ and our free speech, not just a flag and whether you can fly it on a flagpole, but every believer's free speech.
That's right. Camp Constitution is founded by Hal Shurtleff to educate people about the Constitution. They actually have summer camps as well for young people to come to, in which they are educated about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the history of the country, founding fathers, and principles of free enterprise and so forth. And so on Constitution Day, September of 2017, they wanted to have an event in Boston. And this was at City Hall. Boston has a policy for 12 years, no problem. And that policy creates, in Boston's own language, public forums open to all applicants. And those include different locations where you can meet on the ground, but also one of those public forums is a flagpole that you can raise temporarily, your private flag, as part of your event. For 12 years, 284 applications with no denials, all submitted by these private individuals, and no problem. But application number 285 gets censored. And why does it get censored? We don't have to speculate. It's because the testimony from Commissioner Rooney is very clear. Why did he censor it?
It was triggered.
It was triggered by a word, and that word was one word called Christian.
And you know, Matt, I mean, this case, you would think this would be all over, especially the Christian media. You'd think they would be really interested in this, because the audacity to censor something because of the word Christian is appalling. Why are we all up in arms about this?
Well, that's because, you know, I think some people may think, well, it's about whether you can fly a Christian flag. No, it's about whether you can actually speak Christian viewpoints in any public forum.
For example, how would this affect you and I as a
Well,
citizen?
Say, for example, you want to go use the band shell down at the public park, mm-hmm. and you wanted to use it for a secular concert. And so you have a secular band and you apply and they say, no problem, go ahead. You want to do it with a secular speaker. They want to talk about something that's non-religious. No problem, you can go ahead and do it. Now you have another application comes in. We want to have a band and it's a Christian band. Well, no, you can't do that. We want to have a Christian comedian. No, you can't do that.
What if it's like the worship service, like with Sean Foyt and his Let Us Worship? What if he wants to apply for that?
No, because it would be Christian. And even though it's in a place where other people are able to do it, if the government has the ability to censor because it's Christian speech, as they are arguing here, then it applies across the board. You have every public library that I know of has a public community room, and you can use that for various kinds of events. You can have people come by and have your reading club there, or you can have something else there. It doesn't matter. And now if you want to come and say, well, we're going to get together, we want to have a Bible study, or we want to talk about a Christian book, then they would say no, because it's Christian.
Or like the Good News Clubs we defend, they have their after-school programs where they talk about the Bible and they learn scripture. That would be an issue.
That's exactly right, because Good News Clubs from Child Evangelism Fellowship, they meet on public school campuses. They meet in private places as well, but a lot of them meet on public school campuses, and they'll meet immediately after school, like, say, the Scouts or some of the other clubs. And if a school then says, under this Boston's view, that they can censor it because it's Christian, that wipes out all these student clubs. I mean, if it's talking about the government ability to censor because it's Christian, then everything is in jeopardy. Mm. So that's why it's much, much broader than a Christian flag. What happened is Camp Constitution wanted to have an event during September 17, 2017 to celebrate the Constitution. Every year, September 17 is the annual day for Constitution Day. And they applied to have an event talking about their Judeo-Christian history and heritage of the founders and the Constitution, and also to talk about the Christian community, honor and recognize the Christian community in Boston and Massachusetts, such as John Adams and Samuel Adams, his cousin.
You'd think that'd be a no-brainer, but then you went to lower court and...
We went to the lower court. They said no, because the government, Boston, then decided, well, because it's got the word Christian in it, we're going to claim that all that has happened over the past 12 years is government speech. And therefore, we can censor it. Therefore, we've never really opened it to private speech. Yet their application said it's open to all applicants to use the public forums.
Well, they raised the Communist China flag.
And yes, and in fact, in 1 week, they allow a private individual group called the Chinese Progressive Association, which is a pro-Chinese communist organization, to raise the flag of China. And they raised the flag of China so that they can celebrate the communist revolution and the founding of communist China and Mao Zedong, for example, who murdered tens of millions of people. But then the next week, they also have an application coming in from a person who wants to fly the Taiwanese flag. Well, you know, Taiwan claims that it's independent of China. China claims that Taiwan is China. Taiwan is anti-communist. China is communist. Those are two opposing viewpoints, two opposing countries.
Okay, that would be hysterical if it wasn't tragic.
And yeah, so is that the government speaking?
Both sides of your
mouth. The government
is
now speaking pro-communist China. Mm-hmm. And the next week they're speaking anti-communist China with pro-Taiwanese. No, it's individuals mm-hmm. that are using the public forum. And so it's very clear. But now you get the person who wants to use it, and the application refers to the flag as a Christian flag, and they'll say, oh, we can't do that. Take the word Christian out of the application. Call it anything else. And this is the key. The flag could have flown on the flagpole in September of 2017 if Hal Shurtleff didn't refer to it as a Christian flag. If he just says he wants to fly a flag, or he wants to fly a Camp Constitution flag. In fact, that's what Commissioner Rooney said. Just call it the Camp Constitution flag and you'll be fine.
But Hal's not going to lie. It's
but
a
Hal's
Christian
not,
flag.
It's not Camp Constitution's flag. Right. It's the Christian flag that Camp Constitution is using. Right. So there's a technical, obviously, difference. Right. Camp Constitution didn't create the flag. So it was that one word in the application. So the same flag could have flown if you didn't use the word Christian in the application. And that's really the key here, that the word Christian itself triggered the censorship. And believe it or not, Boston dug its heels in and literally made a Supreme Court case out of this. But more than that, the lower courts just didn't get it. We lost twice at the lower court, lost twice, 3-0 at the courts of appeal, And then the Supreme Court decided to take this case because of its national precedent. We have the United States of America filing a brief. They're asking for some oral argument time to argue also in support of our case. We have 12 states that filed a brief in support of our case. We have 9 blue states that filed a brief, plus the District of Columbia, against us. So it really is a big case that's catching the national attention. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/flag, lc.org/flag. January 18, 10 o'clock.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.